Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Funda ukuningi, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8, and I want to say thank you to Johan Els, who's been taking you through, man. It's a joyride all the time when he handles the mics. And of course, he's back with you tomorrow, and it was good to listen to something else. Yes, it was fantastic. And let us continue, you know, to serve the people in the name of our Savior, Master, King, Yahushua HaMashiach, the Messiah himself, the Christ. And let's continue to do that. He always encourages me every time because I know his objectives are clear before the Father. So, we are going on, and I'll be talking, hopefully, I'll be talking to Pastor Makamu, and I'll be talking also to Apostle Phumla Mfene. And I had hoped that I would hear from Mashadi Mutobi, but it looks like maybe I should just check on her. And then let's see how things are going. In the meantime. Oh, yeah. It's time everyone does what they do in the best way that glorifies the Father. This is what this song says. I don't know if you know Harold Melvin.
Chapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlega melwane ya yona.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. And remember I said hopefully we will be with the Apostle Phumla Mfene and then also Muruti Makamu. They are both on the line. Let me greet first. Let me start with Muruti Makamu. Mfundisamina. I've
changed. I'm a fukile.
You know.
Hey, I'm a shawata man. I'm a random fukile.
Ah, siabonga cool, man. I can't see.
I think I let it know the apostle or apostle from Lantern.
I was like,
yeah, I think I let it know. No fukile, I'm a mashad.
Yes, mashadi
muto. Yes. No. Oh, sister, tattoo.
Yeah.
Yes, tattoo or tattoo.
No, lawyer, Angiti, we will hear from her when she is not busy.
Ugutu available.
We will hear from her.
Yeah.
We haven't heard a thing yet.
Yes, I'm being a little semi onke redo pulpit.
Nazog.
Income.
How's it? Income. Let me welcome also the Apostle Phumla Mfene. Apostle, greetings and welcome.
Hey, greetings, Muruti, and to also Muruti Makamu and Muruti Mashadi, and to all our wonderful listeners out there.
I trust you are well now.
No, I'm well. We keep pushing, pushing and pressing on, man.
Ola.
We are more than conquerors.
Ola. Yeah, arriva le ba wisa get ready mo station in Sartreville. Para. Let's go, Joe. Full of mustache da. Full of mustache. Serious, Joe. Ex full of mustache ke tswa fela kana kere. Ho na mo station mo la ba rekisa di Apollo kere. Tsepedi. And apple day keeps a doctor away. Never was I asked. But no, give it a two. It keeps a hospital away. It keeps a hospital away.
Come on.
In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach.
Hallelujah.
Rena reshapo, reshapo, shapo, shapo. And of course, tonight we are going to touch on the issue of marital obligations, what these are even all about, and the essence of this. Now, one of the things that I've come to realize is that the devil is attacking marriages so much that they are taken for granted. I don't know if anyone has realized this. Apostle Pumla, I've seen you many times. I've seen that. And it's a beautiful thing. At the same time, I have seen many people who are giving statistics. Yeah. And they would be saying, you know, out of every five marriages, three end up in divorce. They yeah. speak that. And I know there is no empirical verification with regards to that, but they speak it. And the more they speak it, it becomes. Né?
Yeah.
And I've been seeing, ever since I was living in Atteridgeville, I would be hearing those kinds of things, you know. And people would be saying that. As a boy, I would be listening and people would be saying those kinds of things. And those who are married would be giving such an experience that is so negative. That when a person grows up, they basically say, it's fine not to be married. And it's fine to stay alone, you know. You can stay alone and not be lonely. They say that, you know. And then you see some of your most beloved talk show hosts who has a living lover and says they will never get married. And you go like, yeah. Maybe I can do that. Many people basically do not want to speak about marriage in essence. And the obligations that are there. And with many of the people in marriage who would be tethering along wrongdoing, off-ramping, you know, and all those kinds of things. When you check into those people, it's either they had forgotten their marital obligations. A person knows that I am obligated to my wife or I'm obligated to my husband. That thing is spoken as a generic. But if you can say specificate with regards to your marriage, they end around their spouse. It doesn't even go to what the father says the marital obligation is to the community, and the marital obligation is to the father, and the marital obligation is to the body of Christ. No, no, no. They don't go to that level. Now, someone said to me some few weeks ago, you must give me premarital counseling. I said, yes, man. He says, yeah, because it looks like you are very slack. You are very slack. You're very slow. And the date is approaching. And I said, oh, okay.
You're right.
Yeah, let me pull up my socks. You know? Yeah, let me pull up my socks and do the job. Because the people who are getting into marriage now, they find a generation of leaders like Pumlamfene. They find such people who are so sincere in telling them verbatim what the obligations are and without hiding. Now, some of us, if you got married 20 years ago, 25 years ago, like myself, or 30 years ago, there are those who were married 30 years ago. I saw a friend of mine who was married 40 years ago, 42 years ago. And they continuously have to go back to the notion of obligation. The obligation of holiness, the obligation of communion, the obligation of fellowship, the obligation of stewardship, the obligation of procreation, the obligation of servanthood, the obligation of increasing the numbers in the body of Christ, subjugation. In Genesis 1:26, he says that. He says that, subdue and increase and replenish. Those are some of these obligations are not met. And then people decide, and I'm not saying it in a negative way, they decide that
we don't want kids now. We need to stay for at least 7 years to acquire some money so that when kids come, they find you. And in 7 years, you are a CEO. You don't even spend much time at home. You're always in America and Dubai. Hey, I'm telling you. And now you are in your 40s. Mm. And before you realize it, you are 49. And now you are saying, Mwana. And this thing has created such a dent in your marriage. You got all the monies, but you just failed on the obligation of procreation. And I'm not talking that when you are unable to have a kid, that is a given. When you are unable, you are unable. I'm talking about those who are playing delay tactics. And we are looking at these as to what these are even all about. Marriage is God ordained. It's an institution of the Father. And there are obligations that are there. Check this obligation. It says in Genesis 2:24, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Here's an obligation. You leave your father and your mother. It means you were joined to your father and your mother. Now you leave them to be joined to your spouse, to your wife. That's an obligation. The obligation of being one flesh, not two individuals. They say we are two individuals who are in love. And then they say the other one is my partner. There's nothing like that in the word. A partnership. How can you partner yourself? Because now you are one flesh. Okay. Check it out. Check it out again. Check it out. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 17 says, who forsakes the companion of her youth? Now it talks to the wife. Who forsakes? You see, your husband is your companion. Who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her Elohim? Here's an obligation. You are obligated to be a companion of your spouse. Askiru, you are helping him. You are obligated because in you doing that, you are fulfilling the covenant you have with the Most High. It says so. In Proverbs chapter 2, verse 17, it says so. So, if now we find that you are busy now being a companion of your group, your book reading group. You are always away from home. You are doing the work of the Lord. You're doing the work of the Lord.
I will go to work of the Lord.
You are forsaking your obligation. Malachi chapter 2 verses 14 says, yet you say, for what reason? Because the Elohim has been witness between you and the wife of your youth, with whom you have dealt treacherously. Yes, she is your companion and your wife by covenant. Now I'm coming to husbands. If you forsake being the companion of your wife, you are actually abusing her.
Yeah.
Because the word says you are dealing with her treacherously. Because she is your companion by covenant to the Most High. Abantu abakwazi ngisho nokuhlala phansi babheka iTV bayi 2. They can't. The other one goes to sleep. And the other one watches Orlando Pirates. Mm. Cold. The wife is just sitting there, and the devil says, "Wena bo wenzani la? You are dealing with her treacherously. If you are swindling her off of her companionship with you, she has companionship rights with you as a husband.
Yeah.
You can't go and be a companion of someone else. M17 lao sebenza khona. I know, yazi. You know, at least when uyangizwisisa. It's wrong. At least when uyangizwisisa. It's wrong. It's adultery. You are dealing with your wife treacherously when you do that.
Yeah.
And then Matthew chapter 5 verse 32. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except for sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. Now, much of the times, we find ourselves in marriages where we commit sexual immoralities. And most fortunately, and I thank the Almighty that, okay, others don't divorce because of that.
Yeah.
You know, they don't divorce. But others deal treacherously so. And I want to say this. You are hanging out with this person, secretary ako pastor, le secretary ako le yama kev.
Yes. Amen.
You're busy. Uyazi nokuthi etiyeni yazi ngithanda itiye lami lishisa kakhulu, ngithele nebisi elishisayo. Ukuzwile ukhuluma lento le, uyayenza lento le. Awuboni ukuthi lo muntu uJezebel.
Hey. Hayi,
uyangizwisisa ukuthengela amakawusi athi Happy Father's Day. The very same person uthenge i-present ukuthi hamba uyonika umkakho uthi Happy Valentine.
Yeah.
UJezebel. It's true. What you're saying is true. It's true. I hear you. It's true.
Yeah.
These things are happening. And we need to be very careful about this. We're talking about that when we come back. And of course, we are asking questions, man. What are some of the marital obligations? There are so many marital obligations that have to be there. So many marital obligations. And we really need to look into this seriously so. And much of the times when we look at our marriages, man, they leave less to be desired. You know, Abu men of God, man, hey. And it's a big problem, you know, the very fact Yoguti people don't subject themselves to the obligations. I'm going to speak about the three relationships that consist obligations in a marital setting. Just after this.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
657 AM, marital obligations. We're talking about this. And of course, Mfundisi Magama is on the line, and also Apostle Phumla Mfene. Marital obligations, what these are even all about. Now, much of the times we miss out when it comes to marital obligations, and we don't know what these are even all about. Mfundisi Magama?
Hey.
My brother.
Mfundisi. Uma kukhuluma ngama marital obligations, ifungu lezi uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi siveze. We lapha akona ma feelings lapha. Ama feelings ayafa kusala ukuthi this is what the Lord want me to do.
Yeah.
Yifana ni 10 commandment. Ten commandment uNkulunkulu akasho ukuthi na ngikucela ukuthi no uthi do this.
Yeah.
Do this. Do the Ten commandment leyo yonke kwale mthetho kaNkulunkulu. So ama marital obligations umfundisi wami. Number one, is faithfulness. Number two, umfundisi wami, ngaphandle ko faithfulness, to love that person. Although last week ngiyakhuluma ngokuthi na I believe, you understand? But that is me. That is me, not the word of God. But the obligation kaNkulunkulu is to love your wife, love your husband. Most of the times we are telling people go to abafazi abanalo
thando. That's a lie. The word says the wife must love. The word says the wife must love her husband.
Let's go to Tarakumakam chapter 4, the Nasho Kotna Abafaza Banata. Baba, Uma Uyaku Titus chapter 2. Little Bepele. All the women must teach their daughters how to love their husband. Titus chapter 2. But Mshambo Uma Uyakumakam chapter 4, verse 7, Ungatola otherwise.
Yeah.
Not to look good Bepele, look short. So, to love, women must love, while men must love their wives. And little Bible, umuntu thandayo uyawondla umzimba wakhe. Awunarishe kangokuba aze awufele umzimba lize lifanisa uthando lika Christ ukuthi Christ died for the church. Likewise, a man must love his wife as Christ love the church. And I'm going to tell them to be pure. The church was not pure, but that was a genuine love. You could have turned unmodile, unjalo, man, nikinik, unjalo. That was a pure love in Kurukura Bekanayu for umuntu. And I got Pereno go turn the prayer. Where's Narish? Where's Fund? Where's a young king to come to CS? When you come from the Suka CS? You na maybe ni kabene nonkoskas. Then uti angeken shi emali ukudla namhlanje mfuna kumbonisa. Namhlanje yazozwa ngami. Then ke sometimes mama ukwatile. La akusebenza ama feelings. Kusebenza ukuthi this is what the word says. You understand?
Yeah.
So kufa abangani kusala kokuthi na namathela unkosikazi wakho and nonkosikazi maka namathela indoda yakhe. Kunento mfundisi ikhona lapha kwezilo kaNkulunkulu khona lapho wafunda khona ku Genesis chapter 2. It is for this reason a man shall leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife.
Yeah.
But I need to go to a woman. Why lingasho ukuthi woman? It's because a woman already she lives asuka la uya komunye baba akashiya bo baba uya kusuka kwa lo baba uya kwa lo baba akumela amnarishe aqhubeke lapha ubaba aphelele khona. That is the reason uma kushadwa ubaba usuka nentombi asuka as a father biological ayomnikeza another father that men lapha mina ngiphelele khona, you take over. But for a man,
a man must leave his mother and father. Then kuba na kuba nendoda ke yokuthi always igijima iya kumama, igijima iya kubaba, mama kodwa kumele ngenze njani, baba kumele kenze njani, mama, you understand? And a man must leave makaphume ngoba uma uthatha unkosikazi umbeka la ekhaya unamakhosikazi amabili endlini, unomamakho unobaba unalo ishadile lo uhambe kumlandele kwarhoti and la bazolwa la bawuthula abazokuzwana. So in order yokuthina umprotect phuma as a man uyohlala le nizala ngokuvakasha yabona mina ngila eGoli ngihlele nonkosikazi. Before I show no mama me last year, always umasiya. How can you smile si she kahle? Even last year, man, you said this on April.
Yeah.
Babe, nandi ngendlela ixakayo. You understand?
Yeah.
Ngoba ngiphumile ngila. But kube balaphaya, oh, zazizobuya. Ungasazi ke ukuthi usewulamu labani ngoba this is a wife lo umamakho. So a man must leave. Oya kale.
Yeah.
And protect your wife from your in-laws, protect your wife from your own children, and protect your wife from yourself ukuthi ungamoni lo mama. Kuna abantu abazokonisa esontweni. Lapha baphathela nomphako lapha ungena ngkolo lapha enkozweni. Baphathelana umphako ungena nkolo lapha.
Yini loko?
Baphathelana amakheke bakuzana esikaputini nyana, beza nini nyana. Sometimes ubizwa ukuthi baba hayi uzozolungisa u drop ekhaya. Yeah.
Ayo.
Phuma. Stay away from lezo zinto lezi lapho ngoba bazokuphathela and at the end bakuthatha bakubeka ku media, ku social media.
Yeah, ngoba uhamba uphakelwa wena everywhere.
Eh, uhamba ulungisa ama drop lapha mushake khona. Uhamba uphakelwa. You understand? So, phuma. Phela wena uma uqeda ukulungisa drop, then what is next?
Ngoba lapho, hey, makabiza abantu abalungisa drop, why kufanele kuye wena? And why ukhela wena ukuthi kuye kuze wena? Waya ngatshela umkakho ukuthi wena nendoda yakho manizo zingibhakashela nithole umuntu ozolungisa wardrobe. Haw, waya ngayozinela yena self umuntu babiza umfundisi ukuthi azolungisa wardrobe.
Nayi inkinga lapho ekhona. But naye umfundisi ngoba kudala phela process.
Usile.
Eh, kodwa naye umfundisi.
Ustone.
Kodwa naye umfundisi kudala a process abeka lindele nje iopportunity.
Yeah.
You understand? So, kumele avoid zonke lezi zinto lezo lapho as a man of God and walk with integrity phambi kwebandla. You know abantu sibashumayezayo umfundisi wami. Most of them abaphenduki because they have seen nakedness of us sishumayele. Sibazazela. And abakwazi noma ngashumayele uzokhipha ugwebo linjani.
Uyazi ukuthi wena
unjani
uyakwazela. That's sad.
So kumele sa avoid. Yes, sinenkinga ke nabo mamfundisi nabo because ba too relaxed. Ba too relaxed uma waqeda ukushada abasafuna ukugeza.
Ha makamu
inyathela
bakuphi
kunje angikubuzi
bakuphi no angikubuzi ngiyabuza ukuthi bakuphi labo abangathanda ukugeza boma mfundisi
ah ngiyotshela mfundisi uzosizwe ukukhona thula wena na program ya gijima sininkinga uma mfundisi ukuthi na abasafuna ukugeza se utholile umendo uright uma kumele kuyo kuma cell group akuyekela uhamba uyi-1 kathi lesesikhathi lesiya abeke la eduze nawe but manje uyabona ukuthi na se ushadile and senginomntwana ayekela amabele akasagezi ekuseni umthola ugqoke igown le pink leyana ugqoke igown pink lena enenhliziyo yenyana laphana igashukile laphansi kwamabele umile egetini ukukhuluma indaba zase next door.
That's sad.
So phela kumele unkosikazi wami uma ngimbheka ngibona ukuthi unkosi yami yo Hey,
Tip.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu kodwa ngiyafaneleka yini ngimube kangaka.
Ngiyakuzwa makam.
Eh
yeke lapho mngani wami yeke lapho then bese
amen.
Bese ngizoya ku Apostle Phumla and if you have just joined us, we are talking about marital obligations. Now let me put this one across, and many people I don't know that they understand this. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10 is without exception, except one clause, which is in verse 11. It says in verse 10, now to the married I command, and you must underline that, I command, yeah. Says, yet not I, but the Elohim, the Father, the Heavenly Father, a wife is not to depart from her husband.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then verse 11 says, but even if she departs, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband. And a husband is not to divorce his wife.
And yeah.
That's another obligation that we see. And many marriages are ravaged by this. Actually, no one looks into this because already motho ha tsentsa divorce. Una le motho go thoko.
Yeah.
Ya bona good muntu a qedwe kufaka I divorce 3 months down the line. Eh so mbona ku social network nenye intombi ya seNatal. Inkosazana no daughter. Eh.
Wena usakhuluma nge divorce usonela nje.
Khona manje nje.
Eh.
Sekulungile khona nje manje nje. Nasetse listen, I was also watching this ukuthi umuntu ashada iCherokee lokukhona lapho
eh kunjalo yona leku
how are you going to fulfill your obligations when you actually are marrying a person that you don't actually love uthanda le cherry yakho le and iCherokee no ngcono ushade ngoba nabazali bakho bathanda yena na my inheritances wakho kuya kuye everything mina ngiyazi abangifuni it's okay mara siyamangala ngelinanga uhamba ngenye imoto enkulu kabi enhle kabi and umkakho uyazi ukuthi you can't afford this one
yep
uyithengele iloya hey apostle what comes to mind
amen. This is such a sad state of affairs.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, you know, from the scripture that you've read, I mean, the Bible is very clear about it, you know.
Mm.
One of the most serious obligation is the one of being committed to one another for life.
Yes.
Now what confuses me is the fact that when people, Baba Gonyala, they come to church and they expect you as a leader to bless them.
Mm.
Now, if you come to church, you expect a pastor to bless you. Obviously, the blessing that is going to be bestowed upon you has a lot to do also with what the Word of God is saying. Mm. So I would safely assume if you come to me and over to go Nadisi, you believe in the Word of God. That is the standard. And it is also a pattern that you must use to follow.
Yeah.
But then, after they come to church, and I've noticed even people who are not born again, they would come, they would locate a pastor to bless them. It's a good company, they still want to come to church and Baba tell me to bless. Now, but the blessing is the house of God, but we don't want the pattern and the plan of God concerning marriage. That is in the Word of God. And that's playing double standard and being very hypocritical.
Because
the very God that we want his blessings from is the very God already the blessings that are already embedded in his word. And he's saying this is the way you should follow, walk in it. But unfortunately, we are following every other way except for the way of the word of the Lord.
Yes.
All of a sudden, when people get married, it is not wrong to buy books that will assist in helping people. This is how Lenalo should be. it looks like this is how you should behave as a man or a woman. But over and above all, Joe, man, you can't throw the Bible and not use it when coming to manyalo. And the heritage and the Lamudimu, then it could be easy for you, no matter what, I'm in this thing for life. Now, if you're in this thing for life, you can't make it, you know, the role model to how kibo rich. The pink rich, but more the bold and the beautiful.
Yeah.
And you are a child of God, and those are the people that thou encourage, that you look up to them. So whenever I said you look at it later, you want to borrow that and apply it in your house. Forgetting that Bana Kachuku Richie Unali Taylor next month, the other month, Ukai Kai. That's what they're saying to the world. And as Vanaba Mudimu, we are following suit, we are following in this footstep that is so peace. And these magazines and these books that we are reading that are so good, we think are Arapaloko, we embrace Alinzola Mudimu. But having said that, Murutikiri, the scripture that you have read, it made it very clear, it's a command for born. Maningena Gulentole is for life. That's a serious obligation. It's a lifetime commitment. But because we are hypocritical, Murutima Kamo Vulitor, you know, you touched on it, or Kamo Utava Unyalamar, your girlfriend will be there. And whatever I know, maybe I'm going to go all time, maybe I'm going to leave the benefit in an unfortunate
case.
Let somebody are, you know, knocking your concussion early because Manana Hona no are real. People are not real. They marry for all the wrong reasons. And then and these are the people in the church. So those kind of scriptures, they don't even yojo. That mentality, you are committing with all your mind, your soul, and your heart. It's a lifetime thing. And a lifetime is a long time. So that means, you know, if you have to be committed for life, then we need to work this out. It's fun. I've always been confused. You'll find CEO clicking it in the company, clicking it also in the companies that are, you know, people are MDs of certain companies. They're making it for those companies, but they can't put the same effort, even more, mumanyalong abon. So, you build an empire for somebody or something for yourself. But what is very important that you need to build. We don't really want to confuse our last number.
Yeah.
I've never understood it.
You know, one of the things that really challenges these days is when the obligations towards marriage are not word-based. Here's another problem that we see. When people make obligations that are not word-based and somewhere somehow become dissipated, and then there are unmet expectations, you know, and people start to fight now. 5 years down the line in the marriage, there's fights. These people are actually sworn enemies. It's because when they made obligations, they never considered the obligations that the father has put in the word. Others had gone on and made them just out of their own souls. But not from the Spirit of the Most High. And that is a familiar problem.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to the misunderstanding of marital obligations. You know, I have seen a guy who thinks that taking care of the kids is the responsibility of his wife. I have seen a guy who blames his own father for the way in which he treats his own wife. I mean, your wife is not your father's wife.
Yeah.
So when judgment comes, you won't put it across and say, no, but, you know, I'm a broken soul, broken by my own father. That's why I'm treating my wife in this way. You can't put that before the Father. The Father is about you.
Yes.
You know, did you bring a change, you know, with regards to that? We find quite a lot there. Now, here's an obligation also. When you look into Genesis chapter 29, verse 32, it says, "So Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, 'The Elohim has surely looked on my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me.'" The obligation of the wife, and I'm happy that the apostle is a woman, and she will be able to say this. The obligation of the wife is always to seek the love of the husband. And even in the Garden of Eden, the Elohim said that to Eve. The love of her husband, she has an obligation to make sure that her husband loves her. And the Father has armed her with all the equipment to make her husband love her. And listen to this one. She says, Leah says, "Because I've borne him a son, a firstborn, maybe he will love me." It means Leah, in her marriage, the most painful thing was how she missed the love of her husband. And in every marriage, the wife also have that obligation. And the husband has the obligation to love his wife. Yes. And the husband has the obligation to make his wife love him, to yearn for the love of his wife. Now, we're going back to what Umfundisi Makame has been saying, there's this wrong thing that people are saying that women can love. It's actually blasphemy. It's like, it's just like saying men are dogs. You know, it's blasphemous. So we don't listen to those kinds of things. They're not in the word.
Not in the word.
Yeah. Now, wives have an obligation of always making sure that the love of the husband belongs to her. So, when your wife says to you, "Uno tswa fela kwa tsamaya wa motsa wa morata," and then wa makala a ema mo lebating a o thibela ro ska tswa, and then she says, "Tell me that you love me," she is doing her job. You must tell her it's her right. How? You can't say why kira le pantsula la go ustata and say ha mara wa qava wa qava or go fostan. You can't. You can't. You have to tell her that you love her, because she has an obligation of eliciting love from you at all times. Uthinga lokho makamu mfundiswa.
Ah, iyabonga mfundiswa ukuthi ilethe linda. Yeah. Mfundisi wami, abo mama bayalidinga uthando lwethu.
Yes.
But laphana ngixaxwa uJacob. Because uJacob wayengamthandi uLeah. So for me, lwa mshado luyana wawenzeka laphana kwakuwumshado we-convenience. Yeah. Because uLeah usithola kwalo mshado lowo angekho prepared. Then thina as sibona ukuthi kunemishado singenayo yenzakalayo ubangazange baprepare abantu. We must be wise enkonzweni to prepare a generation ukuthi guys, emshadweni lapha kwenziwa 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Umuntu angena emshadweni azi ukuthi obligation according mine, according to the way of the Father, not according to our knowledge. Ngoba wisdom yethu ayiphelelanga ukuthi ngamqondisa umuntu ukuthi abambe umshado kahle.
Then kuni into iyayenzeka lapha enkozweni yokuthi umuntu mafuna kushada. The only thing bakubuza yona bathi sibonise i-bank account. Then ke ufika ne-bank account wabonise. Mina uma ngimfuna umuntu ngingacela i-10,000 because bathi maximum at least you must have the 10,000 e-bank. Ngingayiboleka i-10,000 mina bangifakela kwa-account yami just ukuthi ngiyobabonisa ebandleni because ngiyamfuna lo muntu. And we have to remember ukuthi i-bank account is not large. Lela is show off ngizoyibonisa ama-elders of the church. After leyo nto lela emshado, after ilentula i-wedding, kwenzakalani. Kwenzeka leyo mali kumele ngiyibuyisele emuva because la i-wedding ceremony izoba ngiyena. But after leyo wedding ceremony, emshadweni wangempela kuzoba kwenzakalani. Ingaba ba prepared yini? That is the reason kwenzeka ama-divorces amaningi. Ngoba abantu asifundisekanga, abantu abafundiswanga, intombazane ingena emshadweni ngama feelings or ngokuthi ubanibani uye kupastor Ray ayokhuluma naye, then upastor Ray hamba ayokhuluma nentombi, babahlanganiswa bashada, done. That is ungodly. You understand? Ngoba uhlanganisa abantu bangazani. Nami ngiyayibuza ukuthi uma maybe mina ufika ngikhuluma na pastor Ray ukuthi angihlanganisa nentombi. Uma sengiyohlangana nayo, first day ngihlangana nayo ngithini kuye. Ngithi, yilokhu upastor Ray akushilo. What I'm going to tell her. Because kumele nami ngikwazi ukuzikhulumela. IBhayibhele lifundisa ukuthi, we must talk. Lithi Bhayibhele. Uthando lixosha ukusaba. Lixosha igwababa. For amadoda anegwababa yokukhuluma, uthando be stronger than death. So iyanhlaka lento lela ukuthi sibahlanganisa kanjani abantu bangazani. Sihlanganisa umuntu ngendaba ye-10,000 esiyibone kwa-account. Sihlanganisa abantu, then what is next? Uma sebaxakana le kwenzakalani, irole yebandla yithini? Bagcina babafazi babane laba lo bagcina babe ama izancile zakamfundi. So ibandla malifundise qala manje even before abantu beza ukuthi bazokufuna intombi ethile, bakuqale manje kufundisa ama marital obligation emshadweni le uyakhona. 1, 2, 3. Number 1 emshadweni ukumesaba uNkulunkulu. IBhayibhele uma ikhuluma ngokuthi uNkosikazi uhlakaniphile, uyawakho umuzi wakho. Ukuhlakanipha lokho akusilokho kwase-university lokho ukuthi uwenze isayensi ne-math. Akusiyikho. Akusiyikho lokho. Ngoba thina sinendlela sicabanga ukuthi umuntu uhlakaniphe ngayo. Cabanga umuntu uma apasa kahle i-math ne-science, uhlakaniphe kakhulu. Lokhu uhlakanipha kwala ukumesaba uNkulunkulu. Uhlakaniphile amesaba uJehova lo Elohim. Uyamesaba uNkulunkulu. So noma angena emshadweni, whatever azoba ayenza according to the word of God. Uma simile sishumayele sigijima kuba chapter 5 verse 21. Ike asiye ku verse 21. Sigijimele verse 23. Bafazi thobelana amadoda wenu. Sikhohlwe verse 21 umathina uJehova. Out of reverence to the Lord, you shall submit to one another. Not because a woman may submit only to, but out of reverence to the Lord. Which means this woman must fear the Lord. None as a man must fear the Lord. If I fear the Lord, and this woman fear the Lord, abantwana bazalwa bazalwa kuzalwa aba i-generation enesabayo uNkulunkulu yibona isibonelo sokuthi ubaba uyamthanda umama, umama uyamthanda
umyeni wakhe and labantu laba labalangazelela ukuthi nabo ngaba bangena emshadweni namhlanje abantwana bethu abaselangazelela ukungena emshadweni that is why baphinduka baba ama-gays and lesbians because umama uyileyo nto ayiyo ubaba uyile nto ayiyo akanandaba nokuthi kwenzakalani you know uma ungabuza ukuthi abobaba abaningi bakhe bathatha yini umntwana babuyise esikoleni uma kunemithingi esikoleni bayaya yini uma ungabuza ukuthi aboba athi hayi mina nkinga ngithumele mali mina nginumntana nophumula nginumntana nosibongile nginumntana nobantu bani bani but una ubaba wama first born yonke le ndawo if it's born a spokely, yes. But at the end we have a wonder now. Are you there for them? Oh, you are just sending iman. We don't know him. And unkulunkula kafuni don, unkulunkula dinga umuntu who will be there for his children. Because umtana uenza lento wena uyenza. Umtana kumele afunda ngokubona.
Yeah.
You understand? So ama ministerial obligations ngaba siyabaqala siyafundise manje and I'm happy ukuthi siya enkangala ngoNovember ukuthi kumele siqalele manje khona le nkangala siyoqala khona manje
yeah
sifundise le ama ministerial obligations
absolutely
amen.
All right, you can send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. What are the marital obligations that we overlook as believers? What are the marital obligations that we overlook? You don't have to be married to participate on this show. You can tell us just as much. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.